Coming up on 8:56, it's 62 degrees right now. It's time to check in with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah, and what's catching my eye here this morning, Bill, is those November beans poking up over $9 this morning.
Most assuredly, that's a really encouraging spot, and I think it's probably on the coattails of some additional oil business that we saw this morning. Apparently, we sold about 20,000 tons of beans to China on the overnight reporting system, and we think this could be on the coattails of maybe some production concerns over palm oil in South America. Guess looking back at prices this morning, we started out nearly mixed with a firming bias, and now we've got beans, like you say, you know, up about, oh, gosh almighty. November beans up 6 3/4 at 9.02 3/4. We've got our meal market up about $2 at 3.11.40, and our bean oil market at 29.12 cents a pound, up 46. In the corn market, currently trading minor gains. December corn up a penny at 3.77 3/4. March corn is at 3.87 1/2, up a quarter, and July corn for next summer down a penny at 3.97. Looking back at the wheat market, July wheat currently trading, or pardon me, December wheat, 4.94 1/4, up 3. July for next summer at 5.08 3/4, up 3.5. Meat markets, looks like hogs are going to be mildly defensive, and cattle market probably under a little bit of pressure as well. Outside markets, looks like crude's down about $1 at 45.22 basis, the dees, and the dollar seems to be up just a smidge. We already talked about the exports in the palm oil markets this morning. In general, grain markets appear to be changing focus from production to supply side influences to domestic and global demand issues. New buying to the tune of about 5,400 contracts of corn apparently buoyed prices to an outside day up yesterday in the corn charts. Soybeans likewise posted an outside day up, but the buying interest was not so pronounced. Something to note, at least for many eastern Corn Belt areas, is basis levels. The goal for commercials' interests here appears to be snag the bushels while they're in motion. A positive basis levels during harvest is a pretty telling sign. The background consideration may be, if the corn goes in the bin, how long will it stay there? On yesterday's outside day up here again, it was kind of an influential situation. On the global picture, markets appears to be focusing more on South America. As Drew said, some rains have fallen in Brazil, reducing concerns over dryness, which is a feature for the El Nino pattern. Additional rains, while welcome, may slow planting efforts. Wheat harvest down there may also be slowed a little bit, but quality issues are not a concern. As far as the hog trade is concerned, new highs for the move yesterday. But as we mentioned last week, the market appears to be challenged by increasing resistance level approaching $69. We're still comfortably above most significant moving averages. But as we also mentioned, the air is probably getting a little thin up here. Cattle trade continues to advance, but the reduction in open interest numbers infer that this market is being supported by short covering, not new buying interest. Buying interest may be waiting for more significant gains in the cash market. Product values have been supportive to commercial demand, and on top of that, we may expect to see some additional beef specials towards the end of this month. Crude remains defensive in the shadow of slack economic growth. Harvest progress continues comfortably over the hump in corn, and bean harvest wrapping up in many areas. Not much new and exciting. Hope everybody has a great day.